We moved yesterday. Well, actually, we are still in the process of moving. And in the process of moving, you become very, very, very tired. After engaging in quite a bit of manual labor the past few days and for the foreseeable future, I can truly relate to the steward that we encounter in this morning's parable from the Gospel of St. Luke. The steward in our scripture reading has been ratted out for his use of his master's money, scattering it among the community. And whether this ratting out is justified or not, his master has called him to account, thus firing him in the process. It is here that we encounter the crisis that drives this parable. The steward, like myself, has found himself staring the reality of hard manual labor straight in the face. His other option is begging, and since he has been living the high life as the purveyor of all his master's property, which is pretty vast as we can ascertain from the information given about how much each debtor owes, that he doesn't really see these two as an option. And so he must act swiftly, and he does exactly that. So he comes up with a plan that involves calling his master's debtors to pay up. When they come to pay what they owe, they are met with a surprising scene. Each of the three debtors is granted a discount. Now, who knows what kind of master the steward has, or what type of person the steward's mother swears that he is. But my guess is this is not something that has occurred too often in business dealings. Now, having just been fired from his lush employment, and with the threat of physical labor or begging for alms looming over his shoulder, the steward acts in his own best interests. He uses the power that he still sort of kind of holds on to, and he makes a discount of the debts owed to his master, thus gaining favor for those whom he has shown forgiveness. Now, I don't know about you, but if the steward is trying to butter me up in order to hire him for the very same position he has just been fired, cutting profits that I could be making is not exactly the right path. I certainly would not be keen on hiring him. But since I have a heart, I will remember the favor granted, and I might have him over for a meal at some point in time, or maybe give him a 5-spot from time to time. More importantly here for the steward is that he has accomplished not only possible at best employment, but in the systems of the Old Testament, he has set himself up for the repayment of his hospitality. The hospitality that he has shown to the debtors, therein securing some sort of third way apart from the begging or from the physical labor. Now, you don't have to look too far back in Scripture to remember that Jesus warned us about who it is we should invite to our table for meals. You don't have to read too far into the Magnificat to see who it is that God lifts up. And you don't have to be a biblical scholar to realize that something else must be happening here in this parable, or at least should be happening in this parable. Something that we have yet to lift up. That important piece for us, and most certainly for the steward, revolves around the Jewish law of agency. Now, the Jewish law of agency revolves around the premise that the agent represents its masters in all ways, shapes, and forms. In regards to this understanding, what the steward is accomplishing by discounting those who owe his master, in actuality, is heaping gratitude and graciousness upon his master, since according to the law of agency, this must have been endorsed by the master himself. This leaves the master in quite the predicament. If he retracts the discounted payment, he loses the gratitude that he has gained by the shrewd actions of his steward, and the restoration of his honor, which, having lost by the rumors milling around town about his employing of an unhonest and unjust steward. So the owner does some maneuvering of his own and praises the very actions of the steward and basically takes credit for what the steward has done. So with all this said, is Jesus calling us to use money to save ourselves in a time of crisis? Is he instructing us to use money to our own advantage? Or is he highlighting that there is money in the world and that inevitably it will fade away? But that we can and should use it to make a few friends in the meantime? Or is it simply the case that it is okay to do things that benefit ourselves and others? If you drift towards the cynical end of the swimming pool like myself, then the actions of the steward and the master may be a little bit easier to swallow. But of course, there's been a line of thinking throughout the history of Christianity, seeking good deeds done purely for the good of the deed and of the recipient. There has been the pursuit of altruistic deeds, but our parable story today is certainly not an example of this. But might it be for us a sign that not all good deeds come from the best or the purest of motives? Might it show us that even though money may be the root of all evil, that when it is used to the benefit of our neighbor, that it may actually bring glory to God? That perhaps Jesus here is telling us that if we have money, and for those of us who do, who the money should be spent on to lift up, that indeed through this process God may be praised, and that when the time comes, when we are welcomed by the very same people whom the money has lifted up, that when we are welcomed by them, when we enter the eternal tents, or the church triumphant. Amen.